morning, champion. Welcome to our session today. I want to talk about maximizing and realizing your full potential. Who are you really? What are you capable of doing? What is your true calling? Are you an eagle currently resident with chickens? Are you a lion currently resident with cats? Are you a wild beast currently resident with pigs? Are you a python merely hissing your way in a small cage, afraid to explore yonder into the beyond, afraid to step out to your true worth? How do we maximize our potential? How do we understand where we really belong? How do we become masters of our own destiny? How do we discover who we truly are? It's by trying. It's by stepping out there. It's by lifting our hands voluntarily. It is by closing our eyes and opening our souls. It's by blinding ourselves to side blinders, ignoring blisters, breaking records, setting new ones. It's by getting up and believing when we fall that we can rise again. Our potential is calling us like a horse in stables, ready to bolt. Our potential is calling us like an eagle being called by the winds of the sky. Our potential is calling us like a maestro's desire to stand and monitor and minister and master to a choir. Our potential is calling us like a songbird seeking the wilderness of the forest. Our potential is calling us like a deer panteth for the waters. So does our potential call. My friend, have you settled for less than you deserve? In finding ourselves, we must answer the call to our potential. In finding ourselves, we must usher ourselves to the greatest versions of ourselves. We must usher ourselves blindly to that which we see. We must see that which we are blinded to. It is our potential. When you close your eyes at night, what do you see? When the door is opened, where do you wish to make a door? When all roads are closed, where do your feet want to take you? That is your potential. The silent songs of greatness, the silent manifestations of courage, faith, hope, trust, sagacity, and vivacity. That is our potential. Are we truly rich? Are we truly poor? Are we truly lost? Are we truly found? May the potential of God, the inherent nature, that capacity, like a submarine gliding itself into the deep waters, we must find ourselves where we truly belong. Our potential is calling us. A nuclear submarine can stay underwater for months. Its energy drawn from within itself. Its water manufactured from within itself. Its fecal matter processed, recycled, cleansed, cleaned, and cleaned up. Why? Because of its potential. Yet when a submarine emerges from underneath the waters, it emerges with such majesty and class, with such poise and decisiveness. That is who we are. Underwater submarine powered by nuclear weapons, by nuclear energy. That is who we are. We are like solar power. When we expose ourselves to the suns, the rays of the suns are tapped into ourselves, into the pores of the skins, into the melanin of our skins and consciousness to become the greatest versions of ourselves. You, my friend, are like a book unwritten, a poem unspoken, a dance with steps yet to be taken. You and I are like a fishery with seedlings and fingerings waiting to grow, to blow up, to show up, to step up, to write up, to ride up. That is you, a great person created in the image of God to make manifest that potential which is within you, which is elated at birth, endowed at birth and at creation, manifested only by choice of courage, faith, hope, and sagacity. Sing that song, even if there is no audience. Start that business, even if there is no capital. Grow that firm, even if your family opposes. Seek not the attention of man, but the grace, candor, and glorious level of praise that only God will give you. You are created for greatness. Don't settle for less. You are created for beauty. Don't settle for compromise. You are created for prosperity. Don't settle for struggle. Therefore build. Therefore stand. Therefore go where you want to go. If you make a mistake, turn back. Therefore sing the song you want to sing. If it's off key, fix it. Process pain into gain. Transform lethargy into action. Take inertia and move it into transformative nature of a creative soul. That is who you are. May the good Lord bless you. May the good Lord wipe away your tears. May the good Lord heal your brokenness. May the good Lord open up the heavens and be your provider, your Jehovah Jireh. May God walk in full abundance to you. If he can feed the sparrow, if no bird lies hungry, if no bird feels sorry for itself when it's soaked by the rain, yet it dusts itself from the sprinkles of life's water, then you by all means find yourself and stand. By all means gird your loins with strength like a warrior in battle. By all means guard your heart like a lover, shielded from emotional drain, governed from emotional pain, strengthened from within. You are a star. Therefore shine and arise. When you find yourself, let the world find you. This is your friend and brother, your coach, Obira Nawa. God bless you. Champion, welcome to our session today. I want to talk about maximizing and realizing your full potential. Who are you really? What are you capable of doing? What is your true calling? Are you an ego currently resident with chickens? Are you a lion currently resident with cats? Are you a wild beast currently resident with pigs? Are you a python merely hissing your way in a small cage, afraid to explore yonder into the beyond, afraid to step out to your true worth? How do we maximize our potential? How do we understand where we really belong? How do we become masters of our own destiny? How do we discover who we truly are? It's by trying. It's by stepping out there. It's by lifting our hands voluntarily. It is by closing our eyes and opening our souls. It's by blinding ourselves to side blinders, ignoring blisters, breaking records, setting new ones. It's by getting up and believing when we fall that we can rise again. Our potential is calling us like a horse in stables, ready to bolt. Our potential is calling us like an eagle being called by the winds of the sky. Our potential is calling us like a maestro's desire to stand and monitor and minister and master to a choir. Our potential is calling us like a songbird seeking the wilderness of the forest. Our potential is calling us like a deer panteth for the waters. So does our potential call unto us. My friend, have you settled for less than you deserve? In finding ourselves, we must answer the call to our potential. In finding ourselves, we must usher ourselves to the greatest versions of ourselves. We must usher ourselves blindly to that which we see. We must see that which we are blinded to. It is our potential. When you close your eyes at night, what do you see? When the door is opened, where do you wish to make a door? When all roads are closed, where do your feet want to take you? That is your potential. The silent songs of greatness, the silent manifestations of courage, faith, hope, trust, sagacity, and vivacity. That is our potential. Are we truly rich? Are we truly poor? Are we truly lost? Are we truly found? May the potential of God, the inherent nature, that capacity, like a submarine gliding itself into the deep waters, we must find ourselves where we truly belong. Our potential is calling us. A nuclear submarine can stay underwater for months. Its energy drawn from within itself. Its water manufactured from within itself. Its fecal matter processed, recycled, cleansed, cleaned, and cleaned up. Why? Because of its potential. Yet when a submarine emerges from underneath the waters, it emerges with such majesty and class, with such poise and decisiveness. That is who we are. Underwater submarine powered by nuclear weapons, by nuclear energy. That is who we are. We are like solar power. When we expose ourselves to the suns, the rays of the suns are tapped into ourselves, into the pores of the skins, into the melanin of our skins and consciousness to become the greatest versions of ourselves. You, my friend, are like a book unwritten, a poem unspoken, a dance with steps yet to be taken. You and I are like a fishery with seedlings and fingerings waiting to grow, to blow up, to show up, to step up, to ride up. That is you, a great person created in the image of God to make manifest that potential which is within you, which is laid at birth, endowed at birth and at creation, manifested only by choice of courage, faith, hope, and sagacity. Sing that song. Even if there is no audience, start that business. Even if there is no capital, grow that firm. Even if your family opposes, seek not the attention of man, but the grace, candor, and glorious level of praise that only God will give you. You are created for greatness. Don't settle for less. You are created for beauty. Don't settle for compromise. You are created for prosperity. Don't settle for struggle. Therefore build. Therefore stand. Therefore go where you want to go. If you make a mistake, turn back. Therefore sing the song you want to sing. If it's off key, fix it. Process pain into gain. Transform lethargy into action. Take inertia and move it into transformative nature of a creative soul. That is who you are. May the good Lord bless you. May the good Lord wipe away your tears. May the good Lord heal your brokenness. May the good Lord open up the heavens and be your provider, your Jehovah Jireh. May God walk in full abundance to you. If he can feed the sparrow, if no bird lies hungry, if no bird feels sorry for itself when it's soaked by the rain, yet it dusts itself from the sprinkles of life's water, then you by all means find yourself and stand. By all means, gird your loins with strength like a warrior in battle. By all means, guard your heart like a lover, shielded from emotional drain, governed from emotional pain, strengthened from within. You are a star. Therefore, shine and arise. When you find yourself, let the world find you. This is your friend and brother, your coach, Obira Nawa.